Well, as the label says, we're going to the communion table. We're going to this morning participate at the table of the Lord. This table of grace, unmerited favor, as Jesus gave full meaning to the Passover at that which we call the Last Supper, he took elements which we have the same elements. He took bread and he broke it. And we have broken bread. And a cup of wine, and we have wine. And as at that table, so at this table, they were but symbols. The substance, as Jesus told us, was himself, was Jesus. And at this table, when we participate in this bread and this cup, we are to remember him. He said, "This bread is my body, which is given for you." This cup is my blood.
I didn't have it open, but let me go to it. Sorry. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and he blessed it. That is, he gave thanks and broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks, gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." We still have this word testament in our vocabulary, and it generally is used in the context of last will and testament. And it is a document whereby one person writes all the terms. It's not a contract whereby, you know, one person agrees to do something and in response
to that something, the other person does something. A testament is where one person writes all the terms. And we call the Bible the Old and the New Testament. And as we look through this bread and this cup unto Jesus, and in so looking, do remember Him and what He did. Then as the heirs of the last will and testament, we become heirs also in God through Jesus Christ. He said, take, eat, this is my body. Isaiah, in the 53rd chapter, gives specificity to the meaning of the body and what Christ went through and why He went through it. When He says that He took upon Himself our sorrows. No, the Hebrew word has multiplied meanings, or took upon Himself our griefs, excuse me. No, the word means sickness, disease, infirmity. And goes on to say, and with His stripes, that is that which His body received, we were healed. Now this report by Isaiah begins, and the literal translation is, who has amend our report? Who has had no doubt of our report? Instructed by God, led by His Spirit to this table, having been taught and thereby discerning the report of the body and the wonderful news that Jesus took stripes that the law never required. But he took stripes that we would be healed. We take this bread. Looking through it to Jesus Christ, by whose stripes we were healed. And we say what it is we faith in our hearts. And we, with thanksgiving, thank God in Christ and do declare without doubt by His stripes we were healed. Take it in Jesus. We have this cup also. Of wine. It's a cup of wine. But it symbolizes so much more. It is fruit of the vine. But it symbolizes so much more. Jesus said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." You don't have to be perfect to come to this table. You don't have to be perfect to be a Christian. In fact, to be a Christian, you have to understand you are a sinner, just like me. But at this table, at that table, Jesus declared that His blood was shed for the remission of sins. Do I see all my sins removed? No. And if there's an honest bone in your body, neither do you. That's why at this table we look through this cup to Jesus, who shed for the remission of sins. And being the Son of God, of the same essence as God, we have every confidence that His word is as enduring as God's word. And though we see not all our sins removed yet because he said it. And we have confidence in him. We do take this cup. With full confidence in the words of Jesus that it was his blood that was shed for the remission of our sins, and though we see it not yet, we do by faith embrace the promise that was made by and is found in Jesus Christ, which is where God has placed his chosen. And discerning that his blood, his life was sufficient for the removal of all our sins from us, though we see it not, we take this cup by faith, thanking God for his unmerited favor, for his grace. And we take it. In Jesus.